Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. And my rock star today, Baron Murdoch. He's the CEO of Greenbox Laundry and Greenbox Ventures. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So first of all, tell me about your business.
Oh, Greenbox Laundry. We are the on-demand, healthy living made easy, made convenient with Greenbox Laundry. So it's the concierge of an on-demand app, similar to the other competitors that were in the market, such as a Washio or Rinse. We have a proprietary locker system, which we'll roll out probably in the first quarter of next year. But right now, we'll have the app and the on-demand pickup of your dry cleaning and fluff and fold laundry.
So non-dry cleaning items as well?
Yeah. Fluff and fold is the biggest piece of it.
Got it. That's the term in the lingo in the industry.
Yeah.
I love it. Fluff and fold. Fluff amazing.
And, fold, yeah.
And as you mentioned, you do have some competitors in the space. So the most important thing is to have a key differentiator. So tell me what that is for you guys.
Our differentiator is the fact that we're green. So we have eco-friendly products that we use to wash our clothes. We have environmentally friendly cars and vans that we drive around and pick up and drop off the clothes. So the goal is that we innovate throughout the process where we reduce the carbon footprints of the users of our products, as well as the staff that we have, and we create opportunities.
And you were telling me off camera that it's really important for businesses to have a theme that drives a lot of the decisions you make. Sometimes the little details, like you were telling me that you even think about the way you package the clothing. So tell me about, first of all, this concept of theme and how it translates to your business.
Okay. Well, the concept of theme is you have to give someone thing, give all your customers something that they can remember and connect your product to. So we're not just a laundry, we're a green laundry. We're not just any green laundry, we're one that uses the most environmentally friendly products to wash your clothes. We typically only use cold water. The reason being because there's no discoloration. There's a less usage of gas and basically other things that basically would affect the environment and increase the cost. So from the standpoint of the customer, it's the idea of being able to save time as well as do something good for the environment.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it's an idea. I thought about the laundry business years ago when I was in the investment business. And I had a conversation with Sam Zell, who's in the real estate business. And I saw Spin Cycle and I said, why don't we create in the inner city neighborhood something, an alternative to Spin Cycle? And at that time, I really hadn't refined the idea. So it was the wrong timing. But I think having access in the investment business to high level individuals in the real estate business, that gave me an understanding of, okay, this is one particular market where if they have portfolios of commercial real estate, be it residential or commercial, you could potentially put our lockers inside of their buildings.
Is the locker a must-have in order to be a member of this? Is that how it works?
Or
take me behind the scenes a little
bit
of how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lockers are not a must-have. But actually, the lockers are a touch point where basically we would have our locker kiosks sometimes under the dead space underneath an escalator in a commercial office building or in a parking garage, such as in Beverly Hills.
To make it super easy.
To make it super easy. Yeah. So you throw all your dry cleaning in your trunk, and then you walk out out of your garage, walk over to the locker. It has biometric sensors, so you could use your thumbprint or your app on your phone, access the open locker. Inside of the locker, there'll be a green box laundry bag. You'll send a message to let them know that you just dropped something in the bag. And within a couple of days, you'll get a message to say you can pick it up either at your home, your office, or back at that locker or another set of lockers that may be closer to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So convenient and helpful,
I'm sure.
So from an operational standpoint, what does it all take to execute this?
Okay. From an operational standpoint, it's a matter of basically we look at you take in all the clothes. Basically, you have drivers that go out and pick up all the clothes. Then we have teams that basically sort the clothes. And then after we sort the clothes, we wash them or send them out to the dry cleaner partner that we have in whatever market we're in. But also the uniqueness about our process inside of the cinches of the laundry bag, we have RFID trackers, basically. So we can always keep track of where your product is. So there's never a question of, where is my laundry?
I'm sure that's a common question.
Yeah.
Is my laundry going to get lost?
Yeah.
But you have a system for
that. We have
that.
A system. And the other thing is we always wash every person's laundry separate from everyone else's. So you never have the concern of, is my laundry being washed with everyone else's? No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that's a common question too.
Right.
But yeah, your fears are answered there.
Right.
Where they you don't have to worry about that. That's a good thing. So take me back to your background and all those experiences that have led up to this point.
Okay. Well, being in the investment business for over 10 plus years, we're on one side of the capital markets. So as a financial advisor, you're advising clients, you're looking at companies that are public or private, but you're dealing with entrepreneurs. And as an investment advisor, you're seeing these are the people that are really in control of what happens. So after being in that side of the business and taking a corporate position later on in Walmart and seeing the largest corporation in the world and seeing how you manage large scale operations, how you manage large numbers of people. And I said, well, if with technology infused in whatever you're doing, you're able to use less people and maximize your time and make things more efficient. So looking at entrepreneurial type of ventures, you have to say, what market am I going to be in? Am I going to offer a product or service? And how can I use technology to enhance what I'm going to do? How do I build a greater trust and deeper touch points with my customer base?
So give me an example of how businesses can use technology for scaling and just really enhancing what they're offering to their customer.
Okay. Well, in terms of technology, you got to look at how are you using your social media? How are you connecting with your new customers? How are you communicating with your customers? So from the standpoint of our business and on-demand apps, it's a matter of having your customer know all along the process, where is my product?
Yeah.
So not only that, not only where is my product, at what stage of the process is my product? So that kind of completes the loop. People like to know real time, you know, where they're going, when they're going to get there, and what are they going to get at the end of the road? So I think we've answered those three questions.
Yeah. As you mentioned, you worked for Walmart. What are some of the best practices you learned from this huge, massive, number one corporation?
Retailer, in the world. The biggest takeaway from my time with Walmart is the data analytics. You have to look at what are the user habits of whatever customer that you have. You have to figure out what are the things that they do the most. And then you make iterations to basically enhance or leverage the things that the customers need or want.
So what are some other ways that you can advise entrepreneurs to pay attention to their customers?
Well, I would say one of the best ways to pay attention to your customer is talk to them. So a lot of times when people get in business, when I was in the investment business, I had corporate clients who were CEOs who left and they, you know, say one client, he bought a set of restaurants. It's about still being in touch with the customer, not being disconnected from the common people. Because if you go out like Sam Walton did and you shake hands with your customers, you shake hands with your employees, and you get to understand these two stakeholders of your business, because your employees kind of drive your business and your customers drive it even more, because those are the people that you're trying to please. So you need to create an environment where employees want to work, and you have to create a product or service that the customers want to buy.
Yeah, really listening to them and finding out what specifically they want in that product or service.
Yeah.
So take me back to when you made that leap from working for other companies to starting your own entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah. Well, I was fortunate. My dad was an entrepreneur for over 25 years. He was an industrial commercial contractor in the Midwest. So I worked for him during the summer breaks, and I graduated from Purdue. So it was a matter of seeing that and seeing that freedom, but seeing a level of success early on in my career that I could understand that it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of relationship building. And that was something that it was kind of in my DNA, just from observing that as a young age. And it was exciting. I mean, to be able to control your day, to be able to have people excited to do whatever it is that you do.
Yeah. So then what was your first entrepreneurial endeavor that you started?
My first entrepreneurial technology endeavor, I created this concierge service. I created a website. It was called clickconcierge.com. So the goal was, I had all these different banner ads and I had Netflix on there. I would get paid $9 every time a person clicked the Netflix ads as an affiliate marketer. So I learned about affiliate marketing, and I had these various services, and it was such a broad service. That was a challenge. I was unfocused in terms of, I was trying to do too many things, and it was ahead of the time when they had on-demand apps, and I just didn't really know how to manage all the things that I wanted to achieve. So fast forward a few years later, the laundry is a little bit more focused, and it is one service that I know that is a need that every person in the country needs. So it's a matter of the quality of the service, and our goal is to be in every major city. So wherever there's a need, there's high-rise buildings, there's busy professionals, we got you covered.
It's very scalable, and we'll talk more about that when we come back with my guest, Baron Murdoch. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley, and welcome to Business Rockstars. My guest today, Baron Murdoch, CEO of Greenbox Laundry and Greenbox Ventures. And you are currently in Los Angeles with your business, but you are expanding to Chicago very soon. So tell me about some of the challenges you've faced as you have scaled now to a new city.
Well, actually, one of the biggest challenges is identifying where you're going to locate your facilities. In our instance, we'll have laundromats. So it's a matter of either we're going to partner with existing laundromats or we'll own our own. So it's figuring out what is the proximity of your customers to your closest laundromat. So from a time standpoint, how quickly can we pick up and deliver the product back to the customer?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So how did you overcome that challenge?
Well, The fact that I had moved from Chicago to L.A., so I knew quite a bit about Chicago. So understanding Chicago is a lot probably easier to navigate than L.A. is because it's not so spread out. It's easier to get in and out of downtown.
More of a grid.
It's more of a grid, yeah, exactly.
A lot more than Los Angeles is.
Yeah, it's more of a grid. So it's just a matter of strategically identifying where are going to be the clusters of customers that we want to serve. And then we figure out how many plants or how many laundromats do we need to have within proximities of them.
Makes sense. Yeah. So I would imagine you have a lot of employees because there's a lot of people who have to execute this vision. So tell me a little bit about your team and how you make sure that you're hiring the right people.
Yeah. Actually, the goal is the chief marketing officer is Vivian Goh, and she's been tremendous in terms of kind of leading the vision of our technology and our marketing rollout. So from the standpoint of the two people that are making most of the decisions that make the difference, it's myself and her. In terms of the drivers and the technicians that are the people that actually fold the clothes, we may have 25 to 30 people in every market, basically.
So how do you make sure that you're hiring the right people?
Well, the best way is, you know, you got to train them. So that means you have to be able to spend time with them and show them the process of how do we actually want to wash these clothes? How do we actually want to attend to the details of caring for our customer's product? So once they have an understanding of that and we see that they have the aptitude to do it, then we give them a fold test. So we got to get an idea of how they fold clothes. How will they wrap the clothes? So once we understand, you know, all of these aspects, now they pass the test and they can officially be Greenbox Laundry staff.
Awesome. Yeah. And a really big important thing is aligning employees to your vision.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
I think we have a pretty good process in terms of talking to the various technicians or drivers that we bring in. We try to hire people that have an optimistic outlook, people that have an attention to detail, and people are just happy to be helpful and of service. Because there's one thing that's bad is to be in a service business where you have people that hate to be of service. So I think that's the thing that we have to be able to have the ability to roll up our sleeves and do whatever needs to be done at any given time. And myself and Vivian, we both have the ability to do that. So I think the staff kind of, they see that.
And in general, as an entrepreneur, we're constantly selling our vision, whether it's to our employees or to potential investors or mm-hmm. to our customers. So first of all, it's very important to be clear on that vision, which you would think would be obvious, but isn't always for entrepreneurs. Right. So what is your advice to entrepreneurs for getting really crystal clear on that vision?
Okay. I would say the best thing to really get clear on your vision, you got to write things down. And that was one of the things that I learned from my dad at a young age. He was an entrepreneur. He had a yellow notepad with lines on it. It was a legal pad. And he would just take notes, writing down everything that he had to do every day. And I kind of took that away from him in terms of, I learned that from him in terms of, sometimes you'll forget what you want to do, but if you take the notes and then you go back, it's about planning. It's about game planning your day, game planning your strategy of where you want your business to go. And if you do that, and if you're able to communicate what that strategy is to your team members that you work with and communicate that to your customers through your marketing efforts and the touch points that you interact with them, then I think you have a machine that's running on both sides. You have the front end and the back end, and they're running in sync.
Yeah, and you are self-funded, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But you've been on the other side before where you've helped with funding with businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
So what advice do you have for businesses trying to get funding and going back to that vision, trying to mm-hmm. sell their vision to a VC or, you know, whatever investor it might be?
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have Vivian, who is one of the most charismatic people in terms of vision, in terms of I can describe what I want in a pitch deck and she can illustrate it in terms of the vision. We talk about the details and the numbers, but the way that she's able to bring it to life in terms of sharing that with an investor, that is very critical because people respond to images sometimes a lot quicker than words. So if your images and your pitch deck don't really tell the story in a linear fashion that they can follow, it makes it a little harder for them to understand why they should be involved with your business or what they, and then they need to see the numbers. They need to know what are your margins, what are your core costs, and what is the market potential of what you're bringing to the table. And I think those things, I've made a lot of capital introductions for a lot of entrepreneurs, meaning putting them in front of other VCs or investors. So I've got an understanding of what the investors are looking for.
And like you said, I mean, all those things are true, but there's one little nugget you said that I want to talk about a little bit more, and that's charisma.
Yeah.
You know, the intangible. Obviously, you need your pitch deck, you need the visuals, you need X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But then there's this intangible component of having some charisma. And maybe it's going to be you that's going to be that person to offer that. Maybe it's going to be your right-hand man or woman.
Yeah.
But making sure that there's someone that really, really lights up when you talk about the business, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's I have a friend who has an energy bar business he's starting, and he has a phrase. He says, you have the business, but you have the show. You can't forget the show, because sometimes it's the enthusiasm that you have about your business. Sometimes that's a differentiator. That's the thing that makes an investor say, wow, I want to be a part of that because it's moving. So everybody wants to be on the train that's moving down the right track.
And you have to believe in it more than anybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how would you describe your leadership style?
My leadership style, it's evolved over time. One of the things that I learned, because I have a heavy voice, a deep voice, and I found out that, you know, if I use humor, it's a little bit more, it's more palatable. And it doesn't sound so, you know, like you're a military driver, you need to do this, do that. So it's a matter of being more, you know, relaxed, being more, you know, finding the fun or the funny in the job, and then able to share, if you're able to share that with your staff or your team, that makes them more relaxed and they're more willing to do the things that are necessary. And nobody wants to be a part of a company that's stuffy and, you know, it's not fun to work at.
So true. It's not so serious. At the end of the day, this is business.
Right.
It's laundry.
Yeah.
We're here to have fun.
Right.
We're here to improve lives.
Yeah.
And might as well enjoy it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Great leadership style. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing all of your business wisdom with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Barron Murdoch, he's the CEO of Green Box Laundry and Green Box Ventures. And we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So how do you keep your brand relevant?
Joining us to elaborate further is our guest, Harmony Krieger, the founder of Pop Your Shop. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. So, Harmony, how do we keep our brand relevant?
So there are so many different ways that you really need to be present in the marketplace. You need to know what trends are going on right now. You have to know who your competition is, number one, but what are these trends that are, you know, really happening, and how do you get at the forefront of that trend?
So how do we know about the trends, though? Is there like, do we just go on Google? Do we
our favorite brand? No, I mean, I find everything on Instagram. I mean, obviously, you know, you're looking through, you know, a post, and obviously there are seven other different posts that come out of that one post, right? you have to, you really need to know what's going on so you can plan your marketing strategy. So when I do pop-ups, I'm looking at other pop-ups. You know, I'm not scared to compete against them. I'm saying, what are they doing? What can I get inspired from? And that's what brands need to do. They need to be at events. They need to people need to see and touch the product, the service. They need to come in. They need to really feel what the product is, not just a Facebook ad, which is all great. And that's part of, you know, another marketing strategy.
People are hiding behind social media now instead of getting face to face, doing events and things like that.
And that's why they hire me.
I love it. And that's your expertise.
I'm experiential, right?
I love
so
that.
I'm taking all of those trends that I find and I'm popping them up into real life. Mm. And that is really what the connection is from human to social media. Because I have to say, I don't love all of the social media out there, but what I do love is really finding these relevant ways to touch my brands.
But you should be on all of them, right? Because it's like
all of them,
not just the in-person events and things like that. Because at the end of the day, the one thing we're all connected to, you do an event, you might have 1,000 people there, but you do the internet and you've got a few billion people that have the potential to see, touch, and feel and hear what your thing is.
You need to be on all platforms. Any brand that's not on all platforms is going to be losing out on a whole other customer base. You have to be on every single social media outlet there is as a brand. And then when I do a post, and I have all of my brands included, let's just say it's a collaborative pop-up and I have four different brands, there's about 500 brands that are going to see something that they're doing and want to do it themselves. And that is how the business starts to keep rolling. And that is also how trends are formed, because they want to go one step up, one step up. And I'm there to really help them and elevate them to that level. Because there are a lot of brands also out there that think they don't need to be doing this.
That's the problem. Too many of them think that. You know, the six most deadly words in business are, we've always done it this way.
Right.
And so you go into these old school people and they're like, well, I don't need that social media stuff. Or, oh, we have a page. They've got like six likes. And so they're not doing anything to be engaging on there. I think another thing you can do on social media is follow the influencers. And by following people like maybe a Gary Vaynerchuk or somebody like that, he's always going to be posting what he thinks is the new trend. Like way before Twitter blew up, he was like, Twitter's the next thing.
Yes.
Same thing with YouTube. He's always on the cutting edge.
There's always someone that's going to know more than you. That's how I say
it. So try to follow those people, right?
Try to follow those people. I follow them all. So another part of my business that I'd love to mention is that I actually bring in influencers to host these pop-ups.
Okay.
So I find somebody in the fashion sector, somebody in the beauty sector, somebody in the tech sector that is at the forefront of what they do on trends, and I bring them in to really host this event. So maybe the brand gifts them, or maybe the brand, you know, hires them to be like a brand ambassador for the evening. Yeah. But that is driving all of the social media. So that is really this built-in package that I offer because I have a huge network of influencers that I work with.
How do you get the influencers, though? Because I think that's where people struggle.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can hear it all day long. Do this, do this, do this, do this. But at the end of the day, the reason why companies aren't successful, the reason why people are obese is not because they don't know what to do or how to do it. It's just because at the end of the day, they're not taking action for whatever that is, something between their ears, whatever it may be. How do people effectively and properly and strategically and elegantly get these influencers to show up? You're doing it now, so you've got to have some good advice on that.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to tap into who that influencer is and what they represent. So it can't just be a fashion blogger attached to a fashion brand. It's, you know, what are their posts every day? What is the engagement level? Because as we know, there are a lot of influencers out there that aren't really, that just are buying followers. And that's a whole other conversation. But the way I find them is I really connect with them. I go out to these events. I find who they are and I really have a conversation and say, wow, I have a brand that would love to bring you in, would absolutely love it. And they want to be a part of that. They want to represent something that they feel passionate about.
Yeah, but is that to get paid or is that a combination?
It just
depends.
It's a little bit of both. I always say know your worth, right? And really there aren't any discounts when you really have a worth that people want. Yes, they may want to get paid because that's their business. But they also, I have to say, the network that I have, I've never seen an influencer that takes a job or takes like as a brand ambassador that is not passionate about the product.
Passion has been the one thing that we keep coming back to and back to.
It's like, I can use it for everything though, right? Because you can really use passion in every part of your life. And as an entrepreneur, I feel like it's all encompassing because it's got to be with your friends. It's got to be what you do. You got to do it with exercise. I mean, I also teach a workout. So I'm like, I know what it's like to really have it and then not. So you better love what you do because you're doing it all day long.
Well, I know you love what you do. Yes. We're talking about how to be relevant with your brand and your company. Joining us to elaborate on that is Harmony Krieger. She's the founder of Pop Your Shop. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Harmony, we're crushing it right now and how to stay relevant. Let's talk about social media, though, because for me personally, that's one of the ways that I've been relevant is I use social media to get into publications like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal. And so I'm leveraging social media, paying to put ads, like just content. It's not an ad. I'll pay to put my Forbes article in front of the people that are journalists and work at Entrepreneur and all these different things. So what other ways can we use social media to stay relevant?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting you say, because that really is what you need to do now. Yeah. As I was saying before, you know, a website you have to have for your content, but everybody who finds me is through Instagram.
I know you're crushing it on Instagram.
It's like, I love it. And I'll tell you why. And it's very interesting because for me, it's super organic. I'm proud of a pop-up that I'm doing. I'm showing how it's done, you know, from the day we get in there to do the build out to the middle of how it all comes together. People are thinking it's not going to happen. Here's like the midway point. Then here's like, moment.
So you're transparent about the whole process.
I'm very transparent.
And that's why people love it.
Yeah. And I'm so organic with it because there's always going to be something that doesn't work. So like you said, you know, staying relevant on social media is the most important because guess what happens? If you post something 3 months ago or 3 days ago, let's be real, it's old news.
If you posted something this morning, it's old news.
So if someone sees a pop-up that they like that I've done, they'll go back and say, oh, I like something like this, but what have you done in the last week? You know, it's funny. Wow. So you have to really keep that information relevant. And then along the way, you know, throw in some other stuff that's inspiring.
Yeah.
Not everybody just wants to see, you know, a collection of your work. They want to know who you are.
Okay.
And I always say, okay, it's, you know, it's Friday, you know, and I'll post something about like the desert and I want to take a trip, get me out of here, you know, because that's real.
Let them know you're human.
Yeah, it's real. And people want to know you're real. And I mean, you're probably the same exact way. Yeah, you want to get into Forbes and of course, you know, your article and everything
about
you.
But at the end of the day, I'm human.
But meeting you right now, I would say, okay, if I didn't get to meet you, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Everything else I just learned. But, you know, so it is that human connection and you can do it on social media. You can be real on social media. So get on it.
What are some mistakes you see people make? I personally see people either A, not doing what we just said, which is being transparent, being authentic, and B, they're doing their content wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating content that they think people want to hear versus creating content that people said they want to hear.
Absolutely.
And it's the same mistake people in business make. They create a product because they think the product's going to be good versus there's already demand and they're trying to serve it. So what do you think are some mistakes you see people make on social media?
And every entrepreneur will say that the only successful ones are the need that you're filling. There's a void in the marketplace. So for me, when I was creating Pop Your Shop, I'm like, okay, well that could be an extension of an event, but what am I creating? I'm creating this short-term social buzz around the product that they would have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to do an advertisement in a magazine and maybe get three or four people in the store, where I'm creating this buzz and experience where not only is it paid buzz, but guess what? They are selling their product. So they're creating extra revenue that they might have just spent on marketing dollars with no revenue. Yeah. So it's very interesting, but some of the mistakes.
It's like a magic pill.
It's a magic, right? If I can just take that and just everything would be perfect in the world.
It would be.
But some of the mistakes I do see is content. So, you know, you're posting 50 hashtags, which are not even relevant to what you are doing. So even, I mean, I've seen words like the hashtag, the you know, the store. You
some
know,
old person who doesn't know just, anything about hashtags.
I mean, and I see it all the time. And then also, you know, having followers that are not relevant. Mm-hmm. I make sure I go through and I kind of weed out who is following me because I really want it to be businesses and influencers and products and people that are really relevant, not just ones that kind of click on one.
You don't want 45,000 followers from India at a click farm. I'd rather have 1,000 legit followers
exactly.
than when I post something.
It needs
relevant.
To be legit. And I have to say, from those posts, I've gotten 90% of my new business. And somebody just saw a post that I did last week and they just said, you know, can you do a pop-up for me? I'm launching a skincare brand. I need an influencer and I'll just present that picture to them. And they want to see the picture that you post.
Yeah.
That's the funny part, right? They don't know how you get there, but they want to see the end result.
Something that I love that you keep saying is connection, connection, connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really how you stay relevant. What do you think are the one or two or three things that really help create that thriving environment of a connection?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because I will always do follow-ups after that to kind of get some feedback.
Always trying to improve.
Yeah, and for people that have attended, what did you love? Yeah. What was that engagement? Of course, I always have like some sort of interactive, you know, photo booth or something where people could post, obviously, because that is the return, right, for the brand.
If they're having fun, they're going to want to share
They're holding the product. They want to post. They're showing their friends. And then that just increases all of the numbers for the brand. So it's just everything is really integration.
Yeah.
So I say the connection is get to know who that person is walking in the door. Get to know their profile. I have everybody put their Instagram down when they walk in the door.
Okay, so then you can tag them in it?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then also, so I can send them, you know, I can post a future pop-up and I could tag all of them and they can just say, cool, you know, like it doesn't hurt for a tag. They want to know what they are and it's better than a newsletter and it's better than anything else you can do. So really connecting. And then I follow up. I send out some like, you know, I mean, not like an email blast. Obviously, that's old school. But I send something out to let them know I'm so appreciative that you came.
And that makes the difference. Just sending them a letter or a handwritten thing or anything like that.
And from that, I refer so much business. I can't even tell you.
Business comes back from doing that?
Unbelievable. If I had to open up another business, it would be a concierge business. Because if I got a dollar for every referral I've ever made.
You'd be rich. I love it. So the key to being relevant for your brand or your company is being consistent, being out in the marketplace, consistency, whether that's social media posts, putting content out, or doing events.
Yeah.
And not only is it consistency, but it's building the connection. Harmony?
Yes.
You are a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, really.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
How do you turn viewers into customers? I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. My guest today is Brandon Lucero. He's the founder of Sold with Video. Brandon, good to have you here, brother.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right, so what's the secret? How do we turn those views into customers? You know, whether you've got a million views online, it means nothing if you're not making money from it. So how do you do it?
Well, the first step is obviously getting them off of YouTube. You can't sell anything on YouTube, but what you can do is establish a relationship, become the authority, become the person that they know, like, and trust. And then we funnel them off of YouTube. And once they're off of YouTube, there's a whole slew of things we can do depending on the product that you sell. So for me and a lot of the people we work with sell online digital courses, or they sell, you know, digital products and things like
Which
that.
Which is one of the fastest trending industries right now, is the coaching, education, online space.
Yeah.
People trying to sell some type of education product. So that's the space you focus on?
It's a $1 billion business or industry. So
it's just exponentially growing.
And it's growing super fast. So that's where we're starting to focus a lot of our time. But, you know, local businesses can do the same thing. But it all starts with figuring out the topics that your audience, the people are going to buy from you, are searching for, creating that video that they want. And at the end of the video, we have a call to action, which gives them more relatable value to what you were just talking about. So if it's a local business and you're talking about your business, you can offer them some kind of incentive to come in, or give them some kind of reason to come in, tell them to click the link to go wherever. If you're an online brand or an online business and you're selling a digital course, you can offer like a lead magnet. Again,
what would a lead magnet be? Just for, I don't know what a lead magnet is, so explain it to me.
So if I did a video on how to rank a video and I gave them the 7 steps to ranking a video, I could say, hey, here's an advanced training video that goes a little more in depth to show you how to do each step.
Okay.
Click the link and opt in. Enter your email address, and I'll email it over to you for
free. So I'm interested in cooking. You provide me a cookbook.
Exactly.
Or
recipe card. It's some kind of information that people will give you their contact information to get.
Okay.
So it's like, and then
so
honestly,
free information for a specific target. Ideally, it's a product-to-market match or a free piece of information for a specific audience who's already raised their hand and said they want it.
Yep.
You pay to put that in front of them. It's going to attract the lead. Calling it a lead magnet.
Yep.
And ideally, they're going to give you some form of information, typically their email.
Yeah, typically the email. And then once you have their email, and there's so many things you can do. So you can upload.
But what's the best thing to do?
The best thing to do, Facebook remarketing.
And that's where you take the email, or ideally 1,000 emails to have a certain level of variance, and you take those 1,000 emails or more and upload them into custom audience into Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can duplicate that audience and find more people like them.
Exactly. Look-like audiences. So our highest converting traffic is always YouTube traffic because it starts with search. There's a problem, a need, or whatever. Once we have that list, we can give it to Facebook or even YouTube and run YouTube ads to them and just say, hey, these people, I want to turn into customers. Let me run ads to them. And they go, okay, yeah, sure. Boom. And let you run ads.
So ideally, it's like, hey, these 1,000 people showed the most interest in what we have. I wish there was another 1,000,000 people like this.
Yep.
There are. You just take those emails, plug them in, and based on all of those users, it tries to duplicate them in a lookalike audience.
Exactly. So you can say, hey, here's 1,000 people that are interested
in what cheating. I saw.
It is like cheating. It's so easy. It's like impossible
having
to lose
a
money
major
almost.
Advantage.
Yeah. But here's the beauty of it. So we can take those 1,000 people and create a lookalike audience and tell Facebook, hey, create a 1,000,000 people that are identical to them. But we can take it a step further and say, out of those 1,000 people, 250 turn into customers. Mm. Then we take those 250 and turn them into a lookalike audience too. These are people that actually bought from us.
Okay, so leads versus purchasing clients.
Yeah, exactly.
You want both?
You want both.
Put the leads in the nurturing funnel,
you
right?
You want both. Yeah, exactly. You want both. Facebook monitors everyone's behavior and purchasing behavior. So they know that they're going to find, 250 people that are interested in what you sell, and their behavior shows that they purchase things online.
Okay.
And so that 1,000,000 people now became 10 times more effective, 10 times more likely to turn into a customer.
So when people are trying to focus more on getting views than they are on getting targeted views that convert, what do we say to them? Because nowadays we live in an industry or a economy and a society where people develop their self-worth and their personal brand based on views. I know so many people that have millions of views on YouTube, yet they're making under $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, the views doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What you do with those views and how you convert them into people that you can serve and provide value to through the form of selling them your products and services, that's what matters. So what's the biggest problem you see with people with not converting people? They focus more on the views.
They focus more on the views, which attracts a wide range of people, which you have no idea who they are. Like the funny cat video is going to attract the grandma, the little kid down the street.
80 million views, but there's no money.
Exactly. So, and that's what I tell people, is you don't need a big YouTube channel to make a lot of money. So on my channel, for example, we probably do maybe 100,000 views a month, which is, I mean, it's good, but it's not bad. But those are 100,000 people that are struggling with what I offer, what my service is, what my product does. So we're able to turn all of that into a multiple six-figure, on pace to do seven-figure business off of relatively small channel, but because it's very, very targeted, and it's a lot of very targeted people who I know what they're struggling with. I know what their problems are.
Okay, so it's not about the amount of views. It's about the quality of the views and how you can convert them. Brandon Lucero is my guest today. He is the founder of Sold With Video. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Again, Brandon Lucero is joining us right now. We're talking about how to convert views into money.
Yep.
So, you know, we talked about people focus too much on the views versus a smaller amount, which would be better. Obviously, a large amount of targeted views is great, but the views isn't what's important.
Yep.
It's about in having targeted views that convert into money by having strategic call to actions.
Yep.
And as we talked about, right, contextual congruency, the call to action for whatever this video is about needs to be something just like that, ideally for, you know, the next step. Hey, if you enjoyed this, let me give you a little bit more.
Yep, exactly. So, and you hit the nail on the head there with the congruency. It has to be congruent. So we need to get those views off of YouTube so we can then remarket to them or get them down our sales funnel or email list, whatever. So we always use the recap problem solution. So, you know, if I owned an online baking school, I might create a video called like how to make a perfect chocolate chip cookie. At the end, I say, hey guys, those are the 5 steps of creating the perfect chocolate chip cookie, but you still need the perfect ingredients. Otherwise, it's not going to taste good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you my best tasting ingredients. Just click here, enter in your email address, and I'll send it over to you. So it's congruent, and we gave a little recap. We created another problem, and then we had a solution, which was our call to action, which is all congruent back to what the topic of the video was.
Brandon, always full of wisdom, brother. I appreciate you.
Yep.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners.
BizTalk Radio,